Good afternoon, and welcome to WATD's Powerful Women Revealed. You're invited to enjoy an ongoing series of uplifting, educational, and intimate discussions with local powerful women that have all made the commitment to take their businesses and organizations to a higher level. These entrepreneurs have turned their dreams into reality. They work hard, outshine, and they mean business. These women reveal and share their inspirations, milestones, and successes with your host, Nicole Perry.
Good afternoon and welcome to Powerful Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and today our topic is all about relationships, but really it's also about parenting. So if you're a parent and you're listening, or if you have a parent, it's a good idea to stay with us for the show today. It also relates to health and wellness, right? Don't you think?
Sure.
So my guest today is a parenting coach, and she provides parents with actual solutions. Her goal is to help you define what is working in your life, what your strengths are as a parent, and what your child's strengths are, so that you can actually have more harmony in your life. Beth Greenewalt, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
And I'm so glad that you're here today. I told my husband as I left today to tape the show that, you know, it's going to be a great show. But I know every show is a great show. But I love talking about parenting. And I love talking about solutions. So you have a degree in mechanical engineering, and then you worked as a biomedical engineer.
That's right.
Tell me about that.
Yeah, I worked in the biomedical industry because I wanted to do something that affected people with mechanical engineering, so I helped design medical instruments.
Oh, that's what that is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
My component of it.
Your component of it. So you went to school for, your degree is in
mechanical engineering.
So why that switch?
Well, it's not really a switch. Mechanical engineering is such a broad engineering discipline that it can be morphed into many different areas of interest, and that was my area of interest.
Okay, all right. And how long were you in the biomedical engineering field?
About 6 years.
Okay. And now, why did you leave that position?
I had my daughter, and I really wanted to be at least part-time at home, and I couldn't manage part-time as an engineer.
Oh, okay.
So
Are there no positions that are part-time?
It would just be really hard to do that job as a part-time.
Yeah, okay. And, you know, you also were a neurofeedback technician. I love saying that.
I know. Doesn't it sound fancy?
It does. It's very, I don't know, it's very technical.
Well, it built on my bioengineering background, and my neighbor has a practice. He's a clinical social worker, and he wanted to bring this into his practice. And so he approached me to learn and train. And it was perfect because I could schedule my own hours. And so as a mom, I gave me that flexibility.
Which we all need.
Yeah, yep. Which is really nice. And it's a process that is used to help people who have ADD and ADHD. And it's really an effective, amazing technique.
And it's a tool.
It's basically, it's a computer game that you play, and it helps train your brain to be more calm and more focused so that you lose those more extreme edges.
Oh, now what's that other computer game that I almost took it. I'm blanking on it right now. It's out there, and you can actually sign up for it.
Well, this one has to be done
office. Yeah, this is just online.
Yeah, this one you actually are attached with some sensors on your head to the game, and you're not actually using any of your hands or anything. You're using your brain energy to move the little characters in the game. It's
really cool. And why did you leave there?
You know, being a technician was great. I had fun working with the clients that I had, but I wasn't doing anything. The fellow who owned and who was the clinical social worker, he set up the protocol. He did all of the interesting part, and I was a technician. So I sat with the people, I ran the computer game, and that's as far as it went. So it wasn't challenging enough for me. I wanted more.
Okay.
And I had fun working with the clients. He worked with a lot of adults as well as kids. And what I was hearing from these people was once they started to feel a little more balanced with their ADD, then they wanted to fix some of the other pieces of their lives. And they were asking me things like, well, can this help me organize my office?
Oh.
And I thought, No, but I can. Mm. I can help you do that.
And that's so how you started the Simple Solutions
business.
That's how
business. I morphed into professional organization. Because I thought, oh, here are all these people. They need some help. And so I worked that for a while.
Yeah. And then as you started helping people in their homes, ba-boom, go ahead.
Then I realized, you know, this is all nice, but I wanted to make more of a difference. Mm. And I actually went to a career coach, and she helped me find that, you know, my area of passion is parenting. I love being a parent. Mm. I love reading about development and how children learn and all of these things. And so it was sort of a rolling transition from the Simple Solutions to getting a master's. Then I went and got a master's in parent coaching and child development so that I would feel like I really had the expertise to help someone.
And you know, it on paper, it looks, how did all of these, you know, sort of roll together? But as you say it to me, it all makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
It really does. Now, the knowledge that you've gained with the effects of media on brain development, mm-hmm. Why is that so important to you? And why is it important to us, really, as parents?
Well, you know, media is becoming all pervasive in our world. And we have learned and evolved development over, you know, centuries here. Mm-hmm. And this whole media thing is very new.
Yeah.
And our brains interact differently with it. Our brains only know how to interact in the way we've been developed. And there's a lot of negativity that comes from spending a lot of time on computers because our brains don't know how to absorb the activity that we're seeing in our eyes. Our brains can't distinguish between what is actually happening in our world and what's going on in our heads. You know, we can imagine, that's why the placebo effect works so well. We can imagine things that are happening and we can affect our bodies to believe that that's really happening. We can imagine being chased by a tiger and get our heart rate to, you know, increase as we're sitting in our chairs. So this is what's happening when we're watching these computer games, especially the ones that are really energetic and violent and that kind of thing. Our brains can't disassociate that. Mm. So there's a lot that we are learning about how our brains are taking this in and how to balance that well, especially when you're talking about children and developing teens. Brains.
And teens.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you know when your brain is fully developed?
Not until at least 21, if
not
20. I was
going to say 25.
25. Yeah. There's a window there. You know, that we're not.
It varies.
It varies.
Depending on the person and the, you know, environment in which they grow up and whether they're a boy or a girl, et cetera.
Right.
Okay.
But the part of the brain that, the frontal part of your brain that determines logical consequence is the last place to develop.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So there you go, the teenage years.
Yeah, well, and the college kids who basically have this, you know, no can fail, nothing can harm me because they don't have that part of their brain fully developed.
And say, what is that again?
It's the frontal lobe of your brain that doesn't develop completely until you're between 21 and 25 years old.
Wow. Yeah. Okay, that's very interesting. Now, you know, you started your master's. Mm-hmm. And during that process, how many years is that?
It took me about 2.5 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
And during that process, did you have any doubts that this was the field that was for you?
No, it was absolutely phenomenal. I loved everything I learned. I went through a fantastic year-long parent coaching certification course.
Mm. Oh, yes, the PCI.
Yeah, the Parent Coaching Institute,
yep.
Which literally changed me. Changed the way I interact with everyone in my life. I learned
and
so much
about
myself.
And even with your daughter.
Oh, mostly with my daughter.
Really?
But it spilled out into other aspects of my life.
Yeah. So you even gained more knowledge, obviously.
I'm a different person having gone through this training. And I've said that if I never coached one person, I'm a better parent for having gone through this 2-year master program.
And learning it for yourself.
And that made all the difference.
Yeah. Okay, well, we are going to have to go to a break. But when we come back, I want to talk about why you are so passionate about the daily decisions that you make as a parent.
Okay.
All right, so we're going to go to a quick break. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD.
Enhancing communication, connection, and confidence are a very small part of how I help my clients love the family they have. Hi, I'm Beth with Parent Solutions. I help you discover what is working in your family. Find out what your strengths really are as a parent and how to deepen the loving connection you have with your child. I encourage you to sign up for a complimentary parenting confidence breakthrough where you can discover your 3-step action plan. Let's create that sense of clarity today. Contact me at parent-solutions.com.
Hi, I'm Momak Charpu, Money Mastery Coach for Women in Business. I can help you uncover your own money mindset limitations and turn your passion into a lucrative business with ease. I can help you stand in your own value and take your confidence to the highest level in a positive way. When will you stand in your value? Start claiming your worthiness today and contact me for a valuable complimentary consultation. Visit charpucoaching.com today. That's C-H-A-R-E-P-O-O coaching.com.
And welcome back to Power. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and my guest is Beth Greenewalt. And you can find her at parent-solutions.com, and her business is Parent Solutions. So before we went to break, my question was, why are you so passionate about the daily decisions that we make?
I'm passionate because I feel like when you're confident in your parenting, it comes through in your children. And there's so much information out in our world now that wasn't available before, where you can second guess every step you take.
I know. It's a shame. We need to stop second guessing ourselves.
Exactly. And that's where my work comes in, because I help you as a parent decide what is the fundamental value, the fundamental values and morals that you want to raise your children to. It's specific to your family. Mm-hmm. And when you have that foundation set in place, then your daily parenting decisions fall back on that.
So a good example would be simple please and thank you. And because I instill, you know, yes, please.
Yes.
And no, thank you. And that's how I was raised. Mm-hmm. So those are the things that I sort of don't let slide.
Right. Because respect is the value in your family that you think is very important.
And all of those years that I didn't let it slide, now it's paying off because I can actually hear them saying yes, please, and no, thank you, rather than no.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or gimme or whatever. Now, how is your coaching style not comparable to therapy or counseling?
Coaching is very positive and forward-focused. Counseling and therapy tend to be a little more historically focused. We don't tend to go back into why
you do what you do.
Why you do what you do. Is it related to how you were raised by your mother, how your uncle said something?
And there's a place for that.
There's a place for that. And there's work to be done there. And therapy and counseling can go very well hand in hand with coaching.
Oh, okay. Yes, hand in hand. Because if you're digging up, you know, the past, and you're sort of shedding light on things and understanding basically grasping the knowledge of the things that have happened to you, that's important.
Absolutely.
Right? Because knowledge is power.
Yes.
And then, you know, the coaching aspect. So how are you not unbiased? How do you come into a situation where you're helping parents and you don't judge them?
Because I truly believe that if you're seeking help, that's the greatest thing that you can do.
Yeah.
If you're looking to change, then all you're doing is trying to know better. And when we know better, we do better. Someone famous said that.
Oh, okay.
I believe Oprah. And that's all I ask for.
Yeah.
You know, you can't undo what you've done, but you had reasons for why you did it.
Yeah.
And when you learn and you learn new ways to approach things and new ways to handle things, then you'll improve.
Yeah.
That's all I'm looking for.
I think it's easier not to be judgmental, personally. I think it's easy to not judge other people and it's difficult to not be judgmental towards myself.
Yes.
That's where you come in, mm-hmm. and you sort of help and guide.
Yes, because, you know, you tell me a story about what's gone on between you and a child, one of your children, and I can find some strengths in that always. Mm. There's always something good that's come out of it, even though you may only see it as a really challenging interaction. And as soon as I can start pointing out the strengths to you and some of the things you've done well and the reasons why you went that way, we build on that.
Yeah. Now, I did read that you basically can show your clients how what they think is a problem is actually a strength.
Yes.
Yeah. How do you do that? How are you creating this or finding? Well, can you give me an example? Maybe the technology piece, being on the computers,
Yes.
How is that a strength?
Well,
letting
your child in the computer. Well, it's part of our world. So we have to balance and we have to learn how to balance our time. I have a client that I just recently was working with whose 7-year-old son was spending way too much time on the computer. He was feeling really uncomfortable with this.
Yeah.
And so he set up a boundary and he said, okay, you know, this is the window of time. You have 45 minutes during this time of the day, and we're going to set a timer. And all of a sudden his son would go outside and play, pick up a book and read.
Yeah.
When it was no longer time to play on the computer. He was expanding his world, and one of the values that this father had was he had a lot of interests. He had a lot of activities that he liked to do. Mm-hmm. And he wanted to show this to his children. And so he was feeling guilty, actually, that he was always wanting to, you know, go outside and work on a project and do this thing. And he wasn't spending enough time with his child, who wanted to spend all of his time on the computer, when in reality, the father's strength was his varied interests. And he was being a fantastic role model, showing his son, these are all the things I find really interesting and fun to do. Mm-hmm. Let's get you off the computer and you can do them with me.
Yeah, and the strength really was the fact that he wants his son to learn and be involved in some of the technology things out there today.
Yes.
You don't want your child growing up in a shell.
No, we all have to learn how to balance ourselves, right? Mm-hmm. We have to learn learn it through what we eat. We don't eat, you know, candy all day long.
Yeah,
we balance that. The same thing with technology. We have to learn as adults and as children that it's a part of our life, but we have to know how to turn it off.
Now, I love that you said, you gave me this example about curfews.
Uh-huh.
You said curfews are put into place for a reason, and the reason is safety.
Right. That's the value.
And as your child gets over, the curfew may change.
Sure.
But the reason stays the same.
Yes, that's the baseline of my work, the foundations of your parenting, yours being one of them being respect, another one being safety, which is universal.
Mm-hmm.
And when you can bring that back in a conversation about why you're setting a curfew, because I want to keep you safe, not because I don't trust you, not because I think Tom is a bad influence, but I want you to keep you safe, and I feel like at your age, a 10 o'clock curfew is safe.
Yeah,
you can have fun and be back in, you know, what I think is a reasonable time for your safety.
Yeah. Now, you know, I have put into place the limitations on the computer, my husband and I, and then we sort of, you know, slack off.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then it kind of gets out of hand, and then we have to pull the reins in again, and then it gets out of hand. How can somebody, you know, and I know this, you're not prepared for this question, but it just came to me. Mm-hmm. How can somebody, you know, stop that roller coaster thing?
Well,
there's no secret, I know.
There's no secret. There's awareness as a parent. There's constant vigilance. And there's also the gift of showing your kids that, you know, sometimes our rules are gray.
Yeah.
And I get it. You're homesick today and you want to sit and watch a movie because it's relaxing. And normally we only spend an hour on the computer. But today, you can spend 2 hours because we're going to bend that rule. This is what life is.
Yeah.
Life is about bending rules and knowing that. And then coming back to them.
And I also base them on grades.
Mm-hmm.
So as long as the grades are there and, and the behavior is in check.
Yes.
I'm not so tight with those rules.
Sure, because they have to learn how to self-regulate themselves.
Yes.
And they have to be self-motivated. And by giving them as a parent, you're giving them the respect they deserve and mm-hmm. showing them that, yeah, you trust them.
Yeah.
And the older they get, the more that that has to happen.
Yes.
Then they learn how to manage themselves. And that's the gift you're giving them.
And frankly, we only have about another minute, but I actually, so recently my child went overnight to a friend's mm-hmm. and, you know, all of a sudden, right before he's going out the door, I started to kick into that, oh my God, parent mode. Mm. All right, don't get arrested. But you know, you be kind, you know, open the door, pay attention. If anybody's doing anything bad, mm-hmm. you know, go the other way. And he was like, why are you doing this right now? And I'm like, because he was sort of defensive and he kind of was like, you know, why are you badgering me almost? Mm-hmm. And it wasn't about that. It was about, it's like when my kids go off to school every day, I want to say that one last word that's going to hang with them the whole day.
Know.
You know, be nice, be a good boy today, you know, for my baby son, Duke. And, you know, I just want them hanging on that last word. And I feel like sometimes if I don't say it, oh, darn it, something bad might happen today, you know. But anyway, it really, you know, I feel bad that he's defensive and I don't know how to change that.
It might be just timing. It might be having that conversation, not as he's walking out the door.
Well, he wasn't walking out the door, but it was pretty close to it.
Yeah, yeah.
And he knows that we trust him and we love him. And I'm like, you know, we're your parents. I'm not your best friend.
Right.
Yeah. All right. Well, we are going to have to go to a break. I do want you to hopefully check out my website at powerfulwomenreveal.com. I'm your host, Nicole Perry. So I hope you stay with us. Beth Greenewalt is here and her business is parent-solutions.com. And stay with us right here on 95.9 WATD.
It's not too late to book your holiday party now at Mama Mia's in Plymouth, Carver, Marshfield, or even at Carmela's in Kingston. Mama is waiting to serve you and your guests this holiday season. Hosting your own holiday party? Pick up your order prior to your event, or Mama Mia's will even come to you. Enjoy the same authentic Italian cuisine that you experience in their restaurants, priced to fit any budget. For more information, call any one of their 7 locations or visit online at mamamias.net.
Got photos? Physical Photos, formerly known as Images Everything, turns your photos into practical items that you can use every day. Order online at physicalphotos.com. Get great gifts like an iPhone cover with your kid's photo. Physical Photos cares about your photos and about the gifts they help you create. Ever had a photo party? Invite your family and friends over to see the most popular products from physicalphotos.com and earn free photo gifts. Or become a Physical Photos consultant today. Inquire at physicalphotos.com.
Hi, my name is Rosemary Lanchester with everythingyouwishfor.com. Powerful Women Revealed helped me capture my personal and professional story in an inspirational interview with very generous airtime. I personally had my own radio show right here on WATD, and I know the value of how radio can help you in your business. Nicole Perry takes the marketing even further with a podcast, website, and tons of social media marketing. The clients I've received since airing are of high quality and are actively referring me. Take advantage of effective and powerful marketing with Nicole Perry at Powerful Women Revealed.
Welcome back to Power. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and my guest is Beth Greenewalt, and her business is Parent Solutions. And I, you know, I want to talk about now, you know, years ago, my oldest is going to be 16. I remember the book, What to Expect When You're Expecting, mm-hmm. and then the book, What to Expect the Toddler Years. And I felt like way back then, 16 years ago, for me, it was easy. I knew what book to read, mm-hmm. and I knew the exact book, that's the one that's going to help me become a parent. That's the one that's going to help me through the toddler years. And then all of a sudden there were more books and mm-hmm. more books and more books and more. And I remember, do you remember I Refused to Raise a Brat?
No, I didn't read that one.
With Mary Lou Henner. And I probably was watching Oprah or something mm-hmm. on television and she was on a show. But I remember that. And I refused to raise a brat. And that's so related to me. But now there are so many books out there. There's so much information about parenting. How do we sift through all of that information? Because I really, frankly, you can read the back of a book, but is it really going to let you know if that book is going to relate to your own morals and values? And how do you sift through it all?
It's overwhelming. It's overwhelming. I have a bunch of books that I love and I recommend, but I would again, go to the baseline of helping, finding books that help you understand who you are as a parent. Mm-hmm. There's one that I love called The Parents We Mean to Be by Richard Weisbord. And it really helps you explore
that. The Parents We Mean to Be.
Yeah.
Ooh.
It helps you explore, who is that? Who am I? Again, you know, back to the foundations of how do I want to raise my children? And then when you start to get some of those ideas, respect, safety, you know, dot, 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 you'll start to find the books that will help build on that. It's also really important, I believe, to find books that help you understand your child and where they are developmentally. And Dr. Barry Brazelton has written some books called Touch Points. He has them broken down for the ages from 0 to 6 at this point. He's phenomenal. And what he has done is he's helped you understand the developmental, he calls them touch points, the milestones in early childhood development, so that you can understand why all of a sudden your baby's not sleeping. It's not something that you're doing wrong. It could very well be your baby is just starting to learn how to walk. And all their little brains can do is think about walking. So they wake up in the night and they stand up in the crib. And you're going crazy because 2 weeks ago they were sleeping through the night and all of a sudden you're up every 3 hours and they won't lie down and you don't understand and you're getting frustrated. Well, it's a touch point. And when you have that knowledge about development, I think it really helps remove the feeling that what's wrong here? There's nothing wrong. You just have to sort of ride with it. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a few weeks of not great sleeping until this baby gets his feet under him and learns how to stand up and walk. And then he can move on to the next developmental thing.
Yeah.
But so understanding that and that the idea that a little bit of regression happens with every progression.
Oh, I believe that.
Is vital. And it happens throughout child development. And when you can sense that in your child.
It can happen with your animals. It happens with everyone.
Yes, happens with us. Happens with adults. It goes on throughout our entire lives. But when you can when you can see that in your child and nurture that a little bit, it really makes the transition easier. It happened when my daughter entered 9th grade and stepped into high school. All of a sudden, she was asking me to do things like, please make me a sandwich and please slice my apple. And my first response is like, wait, you can do that? Come on, what do you mean? And then I stopped and I thought, wait, this is big progression stepping into high school. Oh my gosh.
So they need to digress a little
bit. So she needed a little TLC at home. She needed a little extra nurturing. And for a week, maybe two, I sliced an apple. I made a sandwich. And then all of a sudden she walks home one day and goes, oh, I got this, Mom.
Yeah.
Because she got there.
Oh.
So just be that little bit of a nurturer and know that a little bit of extra care is not going to undermine every step of progress that you've made up until this point.
Okay, there you go. That's really, really good. Now, you know, we talked about boundaries earlier with the technology and the computers. How are some families that don't have those strict boundaries it takes over their family lives versus mine? I don't have that strict boundary right now, but it's not really all consuming. It's not really, I can still pull him off of the computer and ask him to unload the dishwasher.
Right.
But some families, it really does take over when they don't place the boundaries.
Right.
How does that happen with two different families and they're doing the same thing, but one it's taking over and the other one it's not?
It's the word boundaries. It's really, boundaries are crucial because you're setting up parameters around the values that you want to raise your child to. You've set up the value that when you speak to your son, he respects you enough to listen to him. Again, it's back to that respect.
Yeah.
You're not realizing that you've got that word built into so many of your parenting values, but you do.
Oh.
And there it is. You have to, you know, it is respect that he gives you his attention when you ask for it.
Yeah.
Because you have set that boundary. Yeah. You have made that a rule since he was a tiny boy.
And I remind them that we pay $75 a month each for their phones. That is a huge amount of money. And someday when he gets a job, when they all get jobs, they're going to have to buy their own phone. Right.
Yep.
So I'm not throwing the number in his face to make him feel bad, but I'm saying that number every now and then so that he can prepare himself.
This is reality, right?
Yeah.
This is what life costs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You're setting him up for what real life is like.
And now who are your typical clients?
Oh, I work with I've worked with everyone from single moms to couples to divorced dads, anyone who feels like they just need to understand a little better how to connect better with their children, how to communicate more and build their confidence as a parent.
And so really, the parent that is not confident in themselves is a good client for you.
Absolutely.
Right? And the one, maybe the grandparent I read somewhere on your website.
Grandparents, any.
Because some of them are taking roles.
Sure. Anyone mm-hmm. who's taking a role in raising your children, it would be great to have everyone at the table, because as you set up these parenting values and foundations, sharing them with the nanny, the grandparents, so that everybody's discipline is coming back to the same parameters, and it's the consistency that works really well with kids. Kids
especially
like routine, they like consistency, they like to know what's going on. It really makes for a much more relaxed and comfortable child.
And especially when you have many people involved.
Sure.
You know, we have a puppy, mm-hmm. and there are six of us that are training that puppy.
Right.
And that puppy is not trained.
Right.
So because we all have to keep coming back to that same.
Right. What are the words we're using for?
Yes.
Sit, mm-hmm. stay, come. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
It has to be consistent.
And now as far, we're going to have to go to break shortly. As far as the divorced parents, it was very interesting to me, because some people that are going through that divorce or that have had, you know, gone through it, mm-hmm. they feel like, well, the kids have been through enough already, mm-hmm. and they're just letting them do whatever they want.
That's what brought one dad
That's
to me.
That's dangerous, right?
Yeah. It was mm-hmm. The feeling of
the guilt. The guilt.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, he was just totally losing control, and he just couldn't get anything to happen, and he didn't know what to do. And so what we did was I helped him see that, you know, it's really a gift to give them some structure, some boundaries. It's showing them how much you care about them, to learn ways to discipline or build on their strengths and work on the values that you want for your family. And it was a 180-degree turnaround.
Yeah, I can imagine. All right. Well, as a parent coach, you've probably seen it all. So when we come back, I want to ask you a question about some of the clients and what you might say to the listener. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed. My guest is Beth Greenewald, and you can find her at parent-solutions.com. I hope you'll stay with us right here on 95.9 WATD.
I'm Nicole Perry, and I have a virtual assistant, TinaOwen.net. Tina is more than a virtual assistant. She is more than a personal assistant. She is more than a bookkeeper. I like to call her my own business partner. Visit TinaOwen.net and let Tina help you and your business get organized so that you can focus on your passion. I am proud to recommend TinaOwen.net.
Got photos? Physical Photos, formerly known as Images Everything, turns your photos into practical items that you can use every day. Order online at physicalphotos.com. Get great gifts like an iPhone cover with your kid's photo. Physical Photos cares about your photos and about the gifts they help you create. Ever had a photo party? Invite your family and friends over to see the most popular products from physicalphotos.com and earn free photo gifts. Or become a Physical Photos consultant today. Inquire at physicalphotos.com.
And we're back with Powerful Women Revealed. My guest is Beth Greenewald, and you can find her at parent-solutions.com. And I do want to ask you, you know, if someone is, if there's a listener listening and they're kind of hesitant to reach out because of whatever reason, maybe they're fearful to air their dirty laundry, I don't know. But what can you say to the listener?
Well, a couple things. First, of course, all of our work together is completely confidential, mm-hmm. and we can do work over the phone. We don't even have to meet in person. It makes, for scheduling, it makes it really, really easy. And also, I offer on my website a free one-hour confidence breakthrough consultation where you can call me and we can talk. You'll get a little coaching. You bring me a problem. We'll go through my process a little bit, and you'll get a sense of what it's like to work with me.
That's unbelievable. 1 hour for free.
Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Just to get it, just to see.
Just to see how it feels, because mm-hmm. we have to fit. We both have to trust and feel relaxed with one another to make this process work well.
Mm. And I like how you said a couple of the men clients that you have really wanted to work with you because you have that mechanical engineering background.
That's what drew them to me when they went on my website and they saw
yes, I love that.
Experience, yeah.
Now, I do love on your website, it said, if you could change one thing. And I guess that's relating to if you're a parent and you're thinking to yourself, if you could change one thing, it would be because you had a change in your life that sort of threw everything into turmoil, or?
Or your child is developing and all of a sudden you're realizing that you don't want to stifle their growth, but you still need to set some boundaries, you know?
Yeah.
There are so many different personalities out there and if you are a completely different personality than your child, sometimes you don't even know how to interact with them. And that's a whole nother component.
Oh.
Temperaments are different. If you're an introvert and you're raising an extrovert and this little kid, all he wants to do is go and play with friends and all you want to do is stay home and read a book, you don't get it.
Yes.
And you don't know how to support him. So understanding both of you will help you achieve the parenting goals that you have set for your family.
I don't think I have any introverts in my house, as you just say that. And a lot of these things that change could be not just divorce. It could be employment changes, move.
Sure.
If you move, that is a huge change.
The step into different schools, you know, that change from elementary school to middle school. That's big.
Yeah.
Middle to high school, you know.
So that's not even moving.
That's not even moving. That's just regular development that, you know, all of a sudden expectations change for your child and how you need to grow with their growth is really important because really parenting is about growing with your child and changing the way you parent based on where they are in their development, holding on to those foundational values that you have set for your family.
Okay, say that again. Based on their development,
you have to change the way you parent.
Ah.
Because you can't speak to a 14-year-old the same way you spoke to a 4-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to work. They're going to turn around and walk out the house and slam the door.
Yeah.
And so what the whole premise, like I've said before, of my work is setting up those foundational values and morals for your family because they never change. You will always demand respect from your children. You will always want to keep them safe. And all we do is we work on different ways to approach the children around those values, how to set boundaries as they grow and change, how to, you know, find strengths and work with who your family is.
And how to approach them with a question or a statement or a rule in a tone that is appropriate,
right,
that is not condescending,
right,
that is respectful to them.
Sure.
Because we also have to respect them if we want to be respected ourselves. So really, all of that comes into play.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love it.
It's all about changing you.
Wow. I know. You know, they say if you want to change the behavior in somebody else around you, you change the behavior in yourself, right?
That's exactly right.
Who said that?
Right.
Who said that?
I don't know, but that's exactly the key to this process.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So now reaching out to you for parental coaching, people may experience better family communication.
Yes.
Positive changes.
Absolutely.
And a happier, more connected family.
Yeah. Because you're understanding who is in this house.
Mm-hmm.
You're understanding who you're living with. You're understanding yourself better.
Mm-hmm.
You're understanding your children better. And so therefore, you can respond to them in appropriate ways. It's not, you have more than one child and you know that they're each completely different people.
Totally different.
Right. So you can't do the same thing that you did with your older child, with your younger child. You have to understand who they are.
Yeah.
And that, you know, there's a lot of respect in that. And it really helps everyone feel like who they are is perfect and enough. And there's nothing wrong with who they are because they're being supported by you in the way that best suits them.
Well, and the differences between the children, you know, you also have to make sure they understand that, you know, you're not playing favorites, because it's not about playing favorites. It's about this child is different from this child, mm-hmm. and this is how I get this child motivated, and this is how I get this child motivated.
Right.
So it's not playing favorites, and sometimes they can feel that way.
They can, but by understanding that and helping them understand the differences in each one of them,
mm-hmm.
you can help them learn to respect everyone for who they are, including their siblings, so that they can see that because you spend more time reading with one child doesn't mean that you care less about
this child,
mm-hmm. but they would prefer you go outside and throw a baseball with them.
Yeah.
And that's all fine. It's about understanding each other and respecting what each person needs. And it's different. And the kid with the baseball probably doesn't want you to sit down and read with him.
Mm.
So it isn't about the reading. It's about
the time.
It's about the time. And when you understand your children, you can help explain that to them so that they understand each other.
Mm-hmm. And we are running out of time. We do have some time left, though. So you do, I want to mention that you walk away with definitely tools to address your parenting issues.
Yes.
And more confidence.
Always more confidence.
Yes.
Yes.
I did challenge myself with the question on your website, which said, if I had my child to raise over again, what would I do?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I feel like I wouldn't change that much.
Congratulations.
Well, no, not congratulations, but I feel like I'm doing an okay job.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's okay.
And the important thing for me is to at least do better than my parents.
Sure.
And I want my children to do better than me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I tell them. And of course, I would, you know, spend more time with them. I think I would definitely use less foul language. That's one thing I've discovered lately. I'm a little bit of a bad mouth in the house, but I would still make them eat their vegetables. I'd still make them clean their room.
Mm-hmm.
It really made me think. I would say I love you more. I'd hug them more, but it really made me think, what would I do differently? And it's an interesting concept,
mm-hmm.
to sort of think about it, just to yourself.
Yeah.
And also, one time I read, it's really great to imagine that there's always a camera in your house.
That's interesting. I haven't heard that.
If you think that you're always on camera, you are going to behave a little bit differently. So that's an interesting thing to
do,
right?
That's an interesting thing. One of my favorite techniques is to imagine who your children will be when they're 25 years old.
Oh, I love that.
Who do you want them to be? Think about who they'll be. Think about having lunch with them. And then those are the values and things that you want to help build now.
Mm. All right. Now, I have to ask you before we go, who inspires you in your industry? Is it the books that you were mentioning?
There are some great authors. Dr. Brazelton and his work has been completely life-changing. It's phenomenal. The woman who actually, Gloria DeGaetano, who created the Parent Coaching Institute and the work that I learned from her, she has a few books also.
Okay.
She focuses a lot on parenting with media. Two people that have changed the way I think about myself.
Well, I'm so grateful to have you here today. Thank you so much for being here. We are out of time today. And once again, you can find Beth at parent-solutions.com. I am so grateful and proud to promote powerful women on the show. I want to thank my guest again for being here today. I want to thank you for listening and recognizing all of these powerful women right along with me. You can find lots of information again at powerfulwomenrevealed.com. I hope you will tune in next Sunday after the news at noon. I'm your host, Nicole Perry. Have a great week, and remember, knowledge is power.